Hello, and welcome to Mr. Marr's History Podcast. Google Mr. Marr History to get more help with Nationals Higher and Advanced Higher History. In today's podcast, we will consider the nature of the Nazi government, looking at the notion that it was polycratic, feudal, and chaotic. Looking back at Nazi Germany, it is easy to envisage a government that was efficiently and effectively controlled by one man. However, increasingly historians dispute this view. Many suggest, in fact, that Nazi Germany was exceptionally disorganized. One notion of Nazi Germany was that it was polycratic. A polycracy is a society or government which has many different leaders and organizations in charge. Although Hitler is clearly the head of Nazi Germany, in fact, there were numerous ministers and organizations with power, each of which often pursued their own plans. Policing is an obvious example of this. Although Heinrich Himmler is the head of the police, there were 8 organizations under his control. Each had different and at times overlapping powers. The same can be said of the economy. Economic plans were split between aims to rebuild the economy and between those who were focused on war preparations. This contradiction inevitably led to disputes between the different people that each had power, and it also led to inconsistencies in governance. Others, however, have described instead Nazi government as feudal. In medieval times, feudal meant powerful individuals having huge power over those that they controlled. Nazi Germany can be seen as feudal with Hitler at its head, and then each with different sections that were controlled by their influential and powerful ministers. Thus, organisations can be seen to be less important than the leader. Hence, Joseph Goebbels' extremely prominent role in propaganda, rather than the propaganda ministry itself, and equally Himmler's role in policing, and so on. It's argued that such a system was very pleasing to Hitler, because it created rivalry between different leaders in Germany who may otherwise have been able to challenge Hitler for power. Other historians, however, have simply said that Nazi Germany deserves the title of being chaotic. The huge range of organisations and powerful individuals meant that it was not always clear who was responsible for taking decisions. In fact, it is argued that all that kept Germany together was the Nazis' charismatic leader of Hitler, who oversaw all of this chaos. The intricate nature of Nazi government means that some historians debate the influences which ultimately caused events. Intentionalists would argue that Hitler's actions were planned from the outset and that everything which took place was ultimately as Hitler foreseen, certainly up to the start of World War II. However, structuralists would contend that a combination of factors drove the country's development. Until the Nazis' defeat in World War II, and certainly even until 1941, it is clear that Hitler's system of government, whether it was planned or otherwise, was very effective. Germany had greatly increased its international power, and within Germany itself, the Nazis were all-seeing and all-powerful. All of this may be due to the different factors that have been discussed as influencing Nazi Germany's governance. Germans wanted an end to instability, and as a result, they gave their backing to a strong leader. Hitler's powerful personal position allowed him to consolidate this power. And then the sheer range of organisations with influence ensured that no rival could emerge to his leadership. In addition, the use of fear also stopped possible opposition from emerging in Germany.